Westlock, Westlock Terminals Limited, WTL, a locally owned and operated producer and shareholder cooperative, officially announced last week the $1,471,000 purchase of the home quarter of land, SE Quarter Section 36 Township 59 Range 1, west of the 5th Meridian, and assets of the estate of Millwest Farms, owned by the late Albert and Florence Miller. Terminal CEO Clifford Bell and Board Chair Gary Golby made the announcement last week after signing the official purchase papers with Realtor Brandy Wolf. The parcel was one of 9 pieces of land included in the sale of the Miller estate, which fetched $8 million in total. The Board of Directors and Management of Westlock Terminals, NGC, Limited. Sincerely hope that all shareholders and the Westlock community at large will view this as a positive strategy as the terminal looks for complementary and synergistic opportunities for growth and expansion of our core business, said Golby. At the organization's November 4 AGM, it was noted that we're looking at various ways and means to expand the cooperative in value-added opportunities, and we're exploring various ideas. With limited space and opportunities in town, that meant looking at other properties. The Millwest Farms home quarter, with ample grain storage and several large buildings on the site, fit the bill. Acting on our previous strategic plan, WTL will further collaborate with agriculture innovators to develop and sustain agriculture value-added opportunities at this site, said the pair in a joint statement. Development of agriculture value-added, such as container loading, grain drying, cereal grain processing, upgrading and separations, canola cold press, as well as expansion of our current transportation and logistics hub, will continue to evolve as we grow and move forward. They note WTL plans to further work with local and long-distance agriculture service providers who wish to grow the local agriculture business and provide shareholder growth and member value. The need for our cooperative to grow and expand has been looked at with various options over the past several years, and this opportunity checks off all the boxes and gives WTL the financial and physical space to grow and sustain our co-op in an ever-changing and competitive environment, said Bell. Bell noted he felt Albert Miller would have been pleased to know Westlock Terminals had purchased the home quarter. He was a strong supporter of Westlock Terminals, and all of his grain had been marketed through us. Les Dunford, Town and Country Today.com.